On a warm night in Tampa, young people are out looking for laughs, but hundreds are bypassing comedy clubs to get their chuckles at church and guffaws, roars, screams, all standard fare at the Laughing Church. Where Dr. Rodney Howard Brown says the Holy Spirit is making folks howl.
The laughing, the crying, the shaking, the falling out the seats. I knew it had nothing to do with me, because you cannot take a crowd and make them do that.
You don't buy the fact that you're a funny guy.
Well, I use a lot of humor because I do use humor, but that's just the way I am.
Because I've got news for you. He arose. He ascended on high.
This is worship for Reverend Howard Brown and his thousands of followers.
He is coming back. He is coming back. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Unlike other Pentecostal Christians who speak in tongues, these people say the joy of salvation makes them laugh uncontrollably.
It's the most amazing feeling. I can't explain it.
Flying high. Flying high.
What is it?
It's the Holy Spirit.
Oh, look at this. Oh, my.
This is my little piece of Africa.
Howard Brown was once a little-known South African preacher and part-time big game hunter, but he and his wife Adonica have fostered a global outreach program based in America and staffed by 70 people, all enthralled with holy laughter. The preacher says believers overcome with laughter have been recorded since ancient times in biblical passages about unrestrained joy. Yet it remains controversial, almost unknown in most other churches.
Because religion always wants to beat you down and make you dependent upon us like a drug. If I can make you feel guilty, then you'll come back next week, and I'll keep you in that place of guilt.
That's a very cynical view of
religion.
Well,
maybe I have a hard time with religion because I see what it's doing around the world. Religion feels its job is to condemn. Jesus didn't come to condemn.
Your presence fill this place.
Howard Brown himself has suffered great sorrow. On Christmas morning 2002, his 18-year-old daughter Kelly died in his arms of cystic fibrosis, a loss he lays at the devil's doorstep.
Is this about revenge?
For me, it probably is. The only way I can hurt him is by seeing people touch and set free.
Fire. Now.
Many people say they are touched. Some laugh for minutes, some for hours. Howard Brown blesses them all, the saved and the skeptics alike.
I thought, God, you've got to be kidding me if you want me to go to this church.
Church should be the happiest place on the earth. People that love Jesus should be happy.
And they certainly seem to be. Here where Rodney Howard Brown sends the devil on the run, and God always gets the last laugh. Tom Foreman, CNN.